good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We have seen a rash of gun violence in Albany. It shows no signs of stopping, and it's caused the mayor, police chief, and many public officials to call for an end to it.
Yeah, the violence that's happened recently has really caught a lot of attention in the last couple of days, especially with this spurt this weekend. Three homicides over 5 days, including one Monday night of a 15-year-old girl, a Shaker High School student, who was in the city. And all three of these homicide cases, they believe the victims were victims of sort of indiscriminate shooting. They weren't the intended target at all, but they were sort of in the wrong place at the wrong time, police believe. So this has really caught a lot of attention. And so yesterday, the mayor of Albany, the police chief, both talked about taking their police department in Albany and getting supplemental help right now because of this huge problem that they're looking at. They're going to get additional patrols from the Albany County Sheriff, has committed some officers to deploy in the city, and also New York State Police. The governor yesterday chimed in on this after the coverage about the crime, said that the state police will deploy a new community policing unit into Albany to do ride-alongs with the Albany Police Department and also to do some of their own independent work. And then finally, also, the FBI is going to get involved. This is bad enough. So what they're looking at so far this year, Albany's already had 9 homicides, and this is the second year in a row where they've seen a spike. Last year, in all of the year, they had 15, and then people thought that last year was bad. But the summer hasn't even started, and so there's a lot of concerns about these, some of these shootings happening in daylight hours. So they want to try to get on top of it before things get worse as the weather gets warmer.
Let's hope they can. We go from there to the fact that flu cases were way down this year. I'm guessing that has something to do with all the mask wearing.
Yeah, so we were tracking flu as the season was going on, and it looked like the numbers were way down. So we decided to do a final wrap-up and take a look at it. We took a look at the state database yesterday, and the numbers are just so far down, it's unbelievable. Statewide, normally, they have about 100, 105,000 cases in the past 5-10 years. But this year, so far, New York State just had not even 5,000 positive flu tests. So not a lot of surprises here, but it is interesting from a public health standpoint. And the health officials who we talked to were looking at the usual things, saying that because of the COVID-19 precautions with face masks and hand washing, social distancing, they attribute it to that. But they also say that a campaign to get more people vaccinated for the flu, they also think that helped too. So the numbers are just so dramatic.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.